After years of pressure from lawmakers and advocates, the Bureau of Land Management prohibited the use of M44s, or cyanide bombs, on BLM lands in 2023. But just last month, the Trump administration reversed that policy. M44 devices are used to kill coyotes, wolves, and foxes, which supporters say helps protect livestock. But critics say the devices have also killed non-target animals, including cattle, California condors, bears, and even family dogs. The environmental nonprofit Predator Defense issued an action alert today urging Interior Secretary Doug Burgum to stop the return of M44 cyanide devices on the Bureau of Land Management's 245 million acres of public land. The group notes that sodium cyanide, the poison used in the devices, is classified by the Environmental Protection Agency as a Category 1 pesticide, its highest toxicity classification, because of the risks it poses to people and the environment. Brooks Fay, executive director of the Predator Defense and National Wildlife Advocacy Organization, says the government claims animals die within minutes after exposure. But he argues that, contrary to those claims, death from cyanide bombs can be slow and indiscriminate. Fay says it can take up to 8 hours for an animal to die, during which time it may suffer significantly.
The animal goes through tetany with their legs stretching out and they're shaking. They go through convulsions. They self-evacuate. They basically go through repeated seizures until they eventually die from cardiac arrest or respiratory arrest.
But supporters of the devices, like Wyoming Republican Senator John Barrasso, says the device would help state's sheep industry. In a 2019 assessment of cyanide bombs, it lists its benefits as predator management benefits. The agency concluded that the M44 devices provide benefits to producers of sheep, goats, and cattle, and that in the absence of these products, producers would likely incur higher costs and/or more livestock loss. However, the agency wasn't able to quantify the impacts or estimate the number of operations that might be impacted by the loss of available M44 tools, but determined that it was possible the loss of M44 devices would force individual producers out of business. The average total of the sheep industry from 2003 to 2007 alone was estimated to be upwards of $431 million, and cattle estimated around $61 billion. Senator Barrasso said that he wants to ensure that ranchers have access to safe and effective tools to curb the cattle losses from predators. However, California Democrat Jared Huffman has a different take. Huffman says reversing course and bringing cyanide bombs back is, quote, reckless, unnecessary, and unacceptable. In June, Huffman introduced legislation to permanently ban M44 cyanide devices on public lands. The bill is named after Canyon Mansfield, whose life was forever changed at age 14 when he accidentally triggered an M44 device on the Bureau of Land Management near Pocatello, Idaho. The device killed his dog, and Mansfield continues to suffer health effects from exposure to sodium cyanide.
But the golden retriever took a bunch of cyanide to the face. You know, the dog died and the boy was very sick because of that exposure. And that's the kind of thing that happens with these cruel and crude cyanide bombs.
More than 50 family dogs have been documented as killed by M44 cyanide devices since 1990, though the actual number is believed to be significantly higher. Since 1984, there have been 42 documented cases of people accidentally triggering M44 devices and suffering injuries. Among them was a heavy equipment operator in Utah who was permanently disabled after being exposed to sodium cyanide while recreating on Bureau of Land Management land. The exposure ultimately contributed to his death. According to Congressman Jared Huffman, M44 devices kill their intended target only about 53% of the time. Huffman says thousands of non-target animals have been killed by the devices, including bald eagles, golden eagles, gray wolves, black bears, grizzly bears, bobcats, fishers, and family dogs. The North Bay congressman submitted a legislative amendment to the Fiscal Year 2023 Agricultural Appropriations Act that would have restored the ban on M44 devices. However, House Republican leadership did not allow the amendment to come to a vote. For KPFA News, I'm Joan Walsh.